Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the last weekend of June, and this is your Minority Sports Report. As always, I'm Julian, joined by Big Black.
What's up, everybody? Pot of time.
Not a lot of actual sports to talk about.
No.
But a lot of pieces moving, trials resuming.
That's right, the trial is resuming.
The Oscar Pistorius trial will be resuming after a month of, I guess, psychological evaluations he was having.
Yeah.
So we'll be bringing you shocking, up-to-the-minute coverage of that next week. The NBA draft happened last couple of nights.
Yep, NBA draft happened. World Cup is still going on.
World Cup is still going on. We're finally in the elimination round.
Yeah.
We saw Mexico lose today.
Yeah, Mexico went down. Sorry, my
as
Mexicans.
Well as the Greeks.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The Greeks.
Yeah, Costa Rica.
Yeah, the Costa Rica. So Western Hemisphere. Best all hemisphere.
About all about that West side. Whoop whoop.
But unless it's Brazil, I don't want Brazil to win.
I think they are gonna win.
Well, yeah, because but I'm a dick like that. John, what do you want to talk about first?
Let's get this bullshit out of the way. You know what I'm talking about. World Cup.
World Cup.
World Cup.
Well, the U.S. has made it into the round of 16, which is,
pretty
I guess, the second time in our last two trips. So that's pretty good for the U.S. soccer.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, I don't know, kind of what I want to talk about is I guess the U.S. team and the U.S. fans are really popular down there. Like, people want to party with us.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That all the fans say that the American fans are the ones, like, they want to hang out with and they want to drink with because they're the most fun to hang out with.
Hey.
So there's that.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I was reading this article, and, this Englishman writes... If the World Cup, the pinnacle of England's favorite sport by a country mile, has shown us anything by far this year, is the Americans are actually doing it right. and then it's like, he said, this Chilean fan said, "We like the Americans because you're all so happy." Fans of Chile, we're either nervous or sad. We accept our hopes to be taken away. We cheer for our team, we love our team. But we have this long history of disappointment. And, the U.S. doesn't... I mean, we don't really have...
No, exactly, man. We're just happy to be there.
Yeah, we're just like... We're that college, the mid-major in the tournament. And we're just like, oh, man, we are here. We are here.
We made it this way.
Yeah, you know. And if we get blown out by those sexy Belgians...
Hey, it's fine with me.
That's it's probably going to happen. But the game will be on...
Well, the men ain't that sexy.
No,
I'm
no.
sure they're handsome,
but those Belgian ladies.
The ladies, I love them.
Yeah, I had three people independently bring up to me how genetically gifted the Belgian fan base was.
They're hot women's.
Hot ladies, hot ladies.
Very, very much so.
So if we're gonna lose to some hot ladies for our hot missions.
Operation Hot Mother.
Oh man. But yeah,
I need
so,
to watch that.
I don't know, and it's been fun. It's just, I don't know, I treat it like the Olympics. I don't, you know, everyone's saying, oh, this is the year soccer finally makes it. Nope, sorry. Because you know what? I didn't know who the fuck Clint Dempsey was before this tournament, and I'm sure as hell not going to any MLS games this year.
Stop your lying. You're going to all the MLS games.
Yes. Because the Rapids are decent, I think? I don't know.
I'm sure they are, man. It's Colorado.
But...
Fuck, if one sport they're going to be good at, it's got to be what all the white kids play.
Hey, our lacrosse team is the tops.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be, like, lacrosse, soccer. Come on, man.
But
polo.
I don't know. It's been fun, kind of Olympic style. I will almost certainly stop watching once the Americans are out. Except for, like, if I have it on at, like, 2 in the afternoon, because, you know, I would rather watch soccer than Judge Judy. And that's what it comes down to.
Never heard of the guy.
Never heard of him. But, like, I don't know. It's like, I've watched a lot of soccer. It doesn't mean that I don't find it not boring. I mean, because it's like, come on, soccer's a little boring.
It's a lot of boring. All right, check it out. So it's like, for me, soccer is like this. Just put on the Spanish channel, which Mr. Mitchell has shown me. You don't even have to pay attention to the game. Once the announcers raise their voice, you pay attention. 9 times out of 10, nothing's going to happen because it's soccer. But yeah, that one time,
it's a sweet goal.
Nice. Yeah, it's fucking nice. It really is, man.
Yeah, but no. I mean, it's like you watch it on the English broadcast, and it's like, I can't do it, man.
Nope. Sucks.
Because it's just like, ugh. But the Spanish, I can, you know, I can check my email. I can do all this stuff. Oh, he's getting excited. Oh, nothing happened.
Yep. Exactly, and that's legit.
And like, quite frankly, those goals
awesome.
Are so amazing. Come on. I would rather hear "Gol Estados Unidos" than "Gol USA." Come on.
Goal. Yeah, it's so like white.
Goal. United States. As opposed to "Gol Estados Unidos." You know. And that goes on for like a minute. The guy like does it for a minute.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, but, it's fucking cool.
You know. Granted, that only happens like twice in 90 minutes, if we're lucky.
Yeah.
Also, I've seen my first penalty kicks.
Yeah, I did too, I guess.
I don't know if I'm a huge fan of it. I mean, I'm glad it doesn't end in a tie or like do some weird like point differential thing. And I think, you know, it's just like...
That would suck if it ended in ties.
It normally happens. Yeah, but I'm glad that it's like you have to win and they have some way of doing it. It's just like, it seems like such a crapshoot. You know, it's just like you got like a 50-50 chance. And if you miss that goal, how the fuck do you miss that goal? Because my God, man, those things are fucking huge.
Yeah.
And your only job is to kick a fucking ball. And yeah.
I'll give it to those guys, though, that went to the penalty kicks because... Those motherfuckers were running around in the jungle for, what, 2 hours straight almost?
Oh, yeah, no.
Like an hour and a half? It was 2 hours.
I'm not talking to any, you know.
No, I know you're not talking that. I'm just saying, again, we respect the athleticism.
Of course we do.
But
we still
don't like the game.
Just like I expect my wide receivers to fucking catch the ball.
Oh, exactly.
I expect, you know, my strikers to be able to kick the goddamn ball when the only person... When you just have to fake out one person, and he has one choice, go left or right, and if he chooses wrong, it's fucked.
Speaking of kicks, there was like one goal where like literally the Greek team just like watched the shit roll.
Oh my God! Yeah, no, that was so like it was like a metaphor for Greece as a country. sorry. But it was just like they all like just watched. It wasn't going fast. It wasn't like, you know, he like struck it in there. Yeah. It looked like it like, you know, it like it's like one of those plays where. The best way I can describe it is if you're a football fan, football, not football.
Yeah.
If you're a football fan, it's like those times when they don't blow the whistle because the guy like never was really down or the ball was never out of play or whatever, and then they just kind of walk into the end zone.
Yep.
It's like touchdown.
Touchdown.
That's what it looked
like
to me.
It's the same shit, yeah. Literally, if one of the defenders stuck his left foot out 6 inches, he would have stopped the goal.
Yeah, it was like they were, like the goalie.
And the goalie just watched the shit roll in. It was not a fast moving ball.
Oh, man.
Oh.
But it was, I don't know.
And then, like, oh, that was fucking ridiculous.
The Greek players looked like something out of our history book.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of, like, Ellis Island immigrants. It was just like, man.
So put him in black and white.
Yeah,
bro.
Black and white with, like, a floppy hat and, like a
some knickers.
Some knickers and an overcoat and, like, a scarf. Gray scarf. Just like,
that's
I come
great.
To America.
It's the freedom.
But, yeah, there was also like one of the penalty kicks, one of the Greek players, he kicked it in, and I swear to God, it was just like, he was just like, he kicked it in, and it went in, and he just was like, all right, I'm good. And like, no celebration. And I get that, you know, it's like, you know, who celebrates a penalty kick, you know? But at the same time, it was just like, he couldn't give a shit.
Couldn't fucking care less.
He also looked like a 1920s villain from a movie. But
un bidon.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of soccer, and there aren't very many exciting games. It's just like, I don't know. It's pretty boring.
It is, man. It's fucking boring.
I like the World Cup, but I'm bored of it.
Yep. So. I was bored of it a week into it.
So I'll be happily supporting the USA once if and when they beat Belgium, which they're not.
The reason why I was really like I like the World Cup, but I'm so disinterested in it is because I have the first week all my soccer friends at school and shit were like, oh, you know, this team's gonna do this and that, and I'm like, here's what's gonna happen. I don't watch soccer, and when it happens, I'm gonna send you text messages every time. Like, I predicted the World Cup. The eliminations, you know. I don't watch soccer at all. And that's kind of like... It's kind of like the NBA right now. Because it's like... What? Everybody opted out of their contract for the Miami Heat to rebuild a super team so they can just dominate and win championship after championship after championship after championship.
Well...
And I hope it doesn't work. Because... Fuck that. No, seriously. I'm sick of the NBA, because it's literally like a person can hold a team hostage in the NBA.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's crap.
I don't know. MLB's pretty. I guess a player can't hold the team hostage the way an NBA.
No, it's not like the way an NBA player can do it. Yeah, a team can hold someone hostage in baseball, but at the end of the day, most of the time it's like fuck you. And you know, and somebody else will snatch him up. Well, shit, I didn't get what I wanted, so I'll take the second best offer. Versus, you know, there's so few.
Hey, speaking of which.
Yeah, all right.
So, good transition, because we're going to talk about the new stars of the NBA.
Yeah. No, that's why I was...
But we're going to talk about the draft. John, you got your board in front of you?
Yeah, I got the whole draft board in front of me.
And you know, we finally got to see who these, you know, who picked these people that I've been hearing about for a whole week.
For me, it's been like a whole 2 days.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Andrew Wiggins, I vaguely knew him from the tournament, like, and I have friends who are big Kansas fans, so I knew who he was. So he goes to Cleveland. My guess is they will not be any better than before, because
they got a lot of great young talent. I mean, that's what it is. It's young talent.
Yeah, but I mean, God, they've had how many number one overall picks in like the last 10 years?
I will fucking find out. You keep
but
talking.
It's just like, you know, I don't know. Cleveland's like this awful team, and they keep getting really high draft picks, but it's just like they never get any better. The Milwaukee Bucks picked Jabari Parker, and it's like, you know, what, he spent a year at Duke, maybe two. I don't know. It goes back to what we're saying. I don't know who any of these people are, but yeah. I mean, I don't watch college basketball very much.
No, there's, but even still, it's like
the guy the Lakers drafted doesn't have a picture on the Yahoo draft board.
Oh, you can't. I'm on the official NBA one.
Yeah.
It's with Joel.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid. Oh well, yeah, that dude. He did like a actually funny thing. I saw that he was on tape delay. When they drafted him.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like, you know, with the number 3 pick, we picked, you know, Joel so-and-so, and it's like his reaction was nothing when they cut to him because it was on a tape delay. So all the 76ers fans got pissed and like, what the fuck? You know, they had to put out like an official tweet, like, and it was a tape delay, and then like they finally got back to him and he was like extremely excited and shit. But it was funny, man.
Sixers were awful last season.
Fucking Andrew Bynum. Didn't they have him last season?
Maybe.
Oh, man.
He's from Cameroon originally. But he has like a... I don't know. He fractured his foot last week, and he has like bad back problems.
Damn. Sucks.
So, I don't know. It's like he could go either way for the Sixers. Boston picked up Marcus Smart out of Oklahoma State.
All right, since 2003, they've had 4 number one draft picks.
4?
Yeah. Number one draft picks. Number one, they've had a fucking first round at 19, a first round at 4, another first round at 4, another first round at 19. You know, this is now I'm in 2004. First round 10, and then 2003 first round pick, first draft. Like, that's like,
no, but
then, you know, it was with LeBron, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just like, since, yeah, that's retarded amounts of
high
draft picks,
and
man.
It's just like you can't get somebody. But I guess that's how the NBA is.
Yeah, like I said, like you were saying prior to this, like it's my our thing. Like, these motherfuckers don't develop. They don't develop, man. The product is not the same. And I used to give shit. I used to hate watching basketball, man. I really did. But like watching basketball now, it's like, damn. I'm glad I did watch basketball back in the day. Because for me, it was more entertaining.
Well, yeah, because they could actually, like...
You would play.
Yeah.
It was more physical. Much more physical.
And it wasn't just like, oh, how many points can I fucking
And people score? Genuinely didn't like each other.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
Now everybody loves each
yeah.
other.
Yeah. And I was just like, nah, man, fuck that. Be friends when you retire.
Ugh. Man, ugh. The NBA is lame. But the Nuggets had 2 picks in the draft.
Hold on 1 second before you do that. Just round out the fucking top 10.
Oh.
So we got 4, Aaron Gordon, power forward from Arizona. We got number 5. He's going to the Magic. Utah Jazz at 5. We got Dante Exum.
I forget that the Magic are a team.
As Julian said, number 6, Marcus Smart going to the Celtics. The Lakers pick up
Julius Randle
at 7. Who's that? The Kings? Sacramento Kings pick up Nick Stauskas.
Out of Michigan.
The Charlotte Hornets.
Hornets, because they are no longer
the Bobcats. pick up Noah Vonwell.
Vonwell, who's 19.
Oh, hold on. The number 10 pick traded to Magic. Efren Payton traded to the Magic. Huh.
So whoever had it traded the Magic
yeah.
for that guy.
Whatever. Sorry, top 10. Like I said, now you're saying... Nuggets had 2 picks?
Yeah. Well, they originally... What happened was they drafted Doug McDermott, and then they instantly traded him to the Bulls.
Okay.
And so the Bulls...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, here it is. Traded to Nuggets. Jusef Nurkic.
Yeah.
Got traded from the Bulls to the Nuggets.
Yeah.
That was 16?
Yeah. With the 16th pick, they picked him, and he's like a... He's from Kuwait. He's a Croatian.
So he's nasty at threes?
Yeah, he's a center.
Oh, he's a center?
He's a 6'11 center.
Maybe he'll be like a fucking Vlade Divac.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just like... I say this as a Nuggets fan, that I feel like the Nuggets are in fucking NBA purgatory, where it's like they're not good enough to like do anything or be a desirable free agent location,
mm-hmm.
especially because this is such a Broncos town.
Mm-hmm.
But... They're also not bad enough to get the picks
yep.
that, like, you know...
Absolutely.
That are going to change that franchise.
Absolutely.
And granted, you know, some franchises, as we explored, have those opportunities and continually waste them. So, you know, who knows, you know, if the Nuggets would actually do anything if they had, like, a number 2. I mean, they drafted Melo, but, you know... Hell, if we'd gotten the number 1 pick, we would have drafted LeBron. Then LeBron would have left Denver for Miami. And I would be like, fuck LeBron.
Fuck LeBron.
Fuck
that
LeBron.
Nigga couldn't do it on his own.
Melo should come here.
Oh my god, an alternate universe. That's fucking terrible, man. Imagine that shit, though.
Where Denver's begging LeBron to come back.
Ugh, no, Melo.
With Melo? Yeah. Or just begging Melo and LeBron to team up in Denver?
I'm like, as a fan, who would genuinely want Carmelo Anthony as the star player on their team? I wouldn't. As the star player on their team, no. As the number 2 or number 3?
Derrick Rose
hell
says
yeah.
It's not his job to recruit Melo.
It isn't his fucking job.
No, it isn't. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, you don't want to share that
spot. No, he doesn't, man. Because Mel's a fucking, you know. But yeah, as a 2 or 3 dude, absolutely. But as a number 1, I wouldn't.
No, Melo needs a Batman. Melo is a Robin.
Yeah, Melo is a Robin. He don't realize it.
Yeah.
And he can fucking draw points, which fucking Robin
Or he does. needs a really fucking good Robin, like, who's, like, totally willing to be like, yeah, I'll do what I can to get you those 30 points, but you gotta... Ugh, I don't know. I just...
I'm shaking my head no.
I don't think Melo is just, like, a very... He's such a me guy, you know?
Yeah, that's
LeBron exactly. passes. LeBron understands when he doesn't have a shot or he's being double guard, you know?
Yeah, get rid of the fucking ball because there's one guy free.
Yeah.
It's fucking basic math.
But it's just like Melo's like, nope, I'm going to take that shot.
Yeah, watch me hit this three.
And he might make it.
Yeah, sometimes he does.
Sometimes he does make it. A lot of times he makes it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that... But, I mean, you can't win when one guy just... When one guy scores 30 points and everyone else scores 6. Come on, what are you talking
about? Kobe Bryant did it. Oh.
Oh. Shaq.
Kobe don't pass ball. Fucking Shackle.
Shaq. Shaq has too many rings.
I know, I can't believe he played for the Celtics, too.
No, he's... For like 2 seasons.
Yeah, it was like a season or so, yeah. Like fucking Shaquille.
I remember Jess was like, was like, we have a Shaq meter for our snow. Like, how much it snowed this year compared to how tall Shaq is. And I was like, yeah, your news is weird.
No, that was in like one of the free local papers.
Oh.
Yeah, it's...
Okay, yeah. I thought the way she described it, I thought it was like the local news.
No, man. We did get a lot of fucking snow that year, though. I think we got, like... Yeah, I think we got, like, damn near, like, 6-7 feet of snow that fucking winter, man. It was terrible.
I think that was the same year Ocho Cinco was...
Oh, yeah, he was on the Patriots.
He was on the Patriots, yeah.
He had, like, 2 receptions all season.
Yeah, but he, like, he was gonna live with fans during training camp, and I told you and Jess to enter contest.
No, he did. He did. Yeah, I remember that. Ocho Cinco.
I wonder what he's doing now. Probably in bankruptcy court.
No, I feel like he was one of the smarter ones.
Was he, though?
Yeah.
So, like, he saved his money, but he didn't tell T.O. to save his money.
Well, because it's not his job to recruit T.O.'s money. To T.O.'s bank account.
Yeah, come to think of it, Chad had a sad slide, but it wasn't nearly as sad as...
Right, because Chad was fucking arrogant for too long. That's what it was. He got humbled too late, you know? Because he could have played for another season or two as a veteran, you know? But he...
I remember he went back to Chad Johnson.
Yeah. And it's like, nigga, it's too late. You're like fucking 50 in NFL years. The T.O.'s still like, I got a six-pack, y'all can still catch.
Second search. Chad Johnson net worth. Celebrity net worth.
Yeah, I don't think he's that broke, man.
He's got, according to this, he's got $5 million. As of...
So he's worth $5 million? Okay.
Total net worth $5 million. That's still not bad. Nothing to sneeze at.
No, not at all, man. The thing that really made me like Chad Johnson one time, I was watching some shit.
But his total career earnings...
Oh, I don't... Yeah.
46 million.
46? Yeah.
That's, just north of 46 million.
Yeah, that's fucking peanuts comparatively. But the thing that got me to like him was I saw an interview. I think it might have been TMZ. And they like bumped into him walking out of a Claire's. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the ear piercing shit. And they're like, hey, what you doing? He's like, buying earrings. So like, you buy earrings at Claire's? And he's like, yo, nobody's gonna tell the difference between real diamonds and fake diamonds with my football helmet on or you taking pictures, you know. And I was like, damn, at least that nigga's not wilding out on jewelry. But he was because 46 million to five. I'm just like,
well, he probably owns his house, and that's probably like $10 million.
Yeah. That's true. We're talking about net worth, not total assets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. True that. I take it back.
So, like, you know, at total liquid funds, he probably has about $5 million.
Yeah.
Assets, I'm sure he's worth.
Yeah, way more. Yeah.
You know. Plus, they're, you know, stupid cars. And...
I'm going to buy this car.
He bought a semi.
He bought a fucking semi.
Like, I don't know if it had the trailer on it, but it, like, I remember before one of the games, he drove to the stadium in it, and it was like, T.O., or, you know, Ocho Cinco showing up in a semi-truck. And he's like, yeah, you know, I just bought it. I'm like, man.
Wow.
You got married to a lady and then divorced her like 2 days later.
This is fucking real. This nigga really had a lot of semi joke. Also, Cinco's birthday truck.
Oh, yeah, it was his birthday. That was his birthday, too.
Oh, my God, nigga. That is fucking wild. Holy shit. I can't fucking believe what I'm seeing.
I told you.
Oh, man. Oh, there goes the video. Word.
Yeah, that's probably him pulling up to the facility because it was like during a game day.
Yeah, NBC. Yep, Sunday Night Football. It's gotta be that. Oh my God, that's fucking crazy.
But yeah, I mean, that's probably, you know, 50.
Ocho Cinco.
That's probably $50,000.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
Easy.
That is wild, yo.
Probably more.
Yeah, them trucks ain't cheap. Cause I'm like, 50,000. That's a really nice car.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a nice truck.
That's
so
a nice semi.
Let's put it at 200 grand.
Yeah, it's got to be somewhere around there, man.
So yeah, it's we can understand how he spent $40 million. Plus, he's got baby mamas to feed.
Oh, lots and lots of baby mamas. Babies.
Legitimate and illegitimate, I'm sure.
He's an athlete.
I'm just saying.
Is he an athlete?
I'm just saying he's an athlete.
Oh my
and
God.
There is a stereotype that athletes.
White and black.
Sometimes, yeah. This is the. I'd be saying the same shit about Derek Jeter. If he wasn't gay. I went there.
Oh.
How are you going to be 40 and not married, Derek? You ain't George Clooney.
I'm married to my career. Yo, is that nigga gay for real?
Derek Jeter?
Yeah.
I think there's a rumor. I don't know. He's dated a lot of really attractive women.
No, yeah,
not that that
like
means
dated,
anything.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'll never retire
from
nailing
hot chicks. February 12th, 2014.
So, okay, well, I think Derek Jeter.
Hold on. What the fuck is this? I have to pick this article, but yeah, this apparently.
I guess he's not gay.
Oh, is this a TMZ thing? Oh, shit, this is funny. I'll never retire from nailing hot chicks.
Oh, Derek. That might be a thing. Maybe he is, like, just George Clooney and just, like.
Yo, because he's fucking Derek Jeter, though.
He is Derek Jeter.
You know,
he's
like,
the captain. He's the captain.
Yeah, he's no Clooney, but in the baseball world, if you're going to compare him with somebody.
Well, he's probably one of the few baseball players, like, non-baseball fans know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. Damn, that's fucking crazy.
And with A-Rod being such an a-hole.
Fucking
speaking of a-holes,
yeah.
There is a date, or try to not date, but a month set for Aaron Hernandez's double murder trial.
Double.
He will be tried in May 2015.
Finally, shit.
No, this is separate from his current murder.
No, trial. I know.
But yeah, a double murder trial. So Aaron Hernandez will never see the light of day.
No, man, I told you back in when Elliot was doing the podcast, back on podcast y'all hadn't even heard yet. I was like, this nigga's guilty, he's going down. And the Colorado and you guys were like, well, you don't know this, and let's get the facts. And I'm like, listen, this nigga's going down.
And then the facts came out,
yeah.
And we were
like,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
he's going down. Like, there's no fucking.
Well, we were like, yeah, you know, innocent until proven guilty, but he probably
did. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, he's going down.
Allegedly.
Alleged multiple murders.
Alleged multiple murderer. Serial killer.
Serial killer Aaron Hernandez. It's so fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
I don't get it.
No, because you and I aren't like, hey, let's kill somebody because, you know, he talked to somebody at a club who I'm not fond of. Because our brains don't work like that.
Wait, what is up? Mine does. Nah.
Yeah, you're right, John. You threaten to murder a lot of our clients.
I do. You fucking Socrates, Papa, Pasta, Thopple.
Oh, yeah. The Greek player who scored the goal was named Papa, Papa.
Hold on, I got it right here. His first name is Socrates.
Socrates?
No,
yeah,
it's S-O...
Socrates,
whatever. Socrates, and then hold on, Papastathopoulos.
P-A-P-A-S-T-A-T-H-T-O-P-O-U-L-O-U-S.
Oh, L-O-S.
It took John and I combining our forces to figure out how to say that guy's name.
I was like...
He's like, God. Yeah, John was like, it's Papalopoulos. And I was like, no, there was a P-A before the yeah. pasta.
No, no way. Yeah, and it totally is. Papasta Thopopoulos.
Yeah, Papasta Thopopoulos.
Oh my God, whatever, man.
Super, super Greek name. Super Greek name.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't make that up.
No, man, no.
But, yeah, so he scored the goal for Greek, and that was Greece, and that was really funny. But
I am laughing at his last name because it's different.
those wacky Greeks. But you're gone. You're gone. Yep. Adios.
Adios.
Amigos. As the Dutch Royal Airlines so eloquently set off the Mexican team. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Follow us on Twitter and all that good stuff.
TMS Report.
And at Julian C. Mitchell. And
Beatnik.
And Beatnik spelled.
Punch your face off. Woo!